Welcome to the Your Pretty Pennies podcast. I'm your host, Tara Jones, a personal finance coach, lifestyle designer, and mommy. The YPP podcast is a weekly show created to inspire and assist you with becoming financially stable so you can build wealth and design your desired lifestyle. Hey, hey, welcome back to Your Pretty Pennies with Tara Jones. I'm Tara Jones, financial success coach, and it's Monday. So I'm doing an audio, not a video, because I am not dressed. Usually on Mondays, what I do is, it's like my quote unquote creative day. So that's when I create my content. I clean up my home, kind of get a fresh start because I am an entrepreneur, full-time entrepreneur. So I largely work from home and in my office. And I also, when Taryn goes to school, you know, I got an 8-year-old. When she go to school, I love to clean up her room and declutter because this girl be having slime all over the place and clothes tucked in places that I didn't even know they were. And so they not making it to the laundry, things like that. So yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking about your first home, because I'm preparing for my first home right now. I live in a apartment in a neighborhood that's really good, and I'm looking to buy a home in this area, so I'm preparing for home ownership just like the rest of y'all. And I have 5 tips for you on how to prepare for home ownership, because girl, you do not want to be the one living in a neighborhood you do not want to live in a fixer-upper, an old house that's broken down, all because you couldn't get a low-interest mortgage and you couldn't get approved for the amount of a mortgage that would allow you to live in your dream neighborhood. So if you don't want that to be you, because I know some people out there that's like that. Oh, I got my first home, yada, yada, yada. We having a housewarming, and you in a rundown neighborhood and your house is a fixer-upper. Your first house, but you a worker professional and you don't got no time and you don't even like fixing up houses, but yet you got a fixer upper. How that work? So if you don't want that to be you, let's talk about this. So the first thing you need to do is make sure you have a high credit score. So what I say and what the financial or the realtor, sorry, the real estate agent or realtor, whatever you want to call them, advised to me was to have your credit score in between 700 and 725. Because when you go to a mortgage company, we all know that one of the first things that they do whenever they let you borrow money, because that's what a mortgage is like basically borrowing money for you to buy a home. They look to see if you have a history of paying money back well, right? So if you have a higher credit score, that means you're better at paying back money. So you need to make sure that your credit score is high, and there's different ways that you can make sure of that to repair your credit. The second thing you need to do is make sure you have a low debt to income ratio. So let's say if you make a $70,000, but you have $200,000 in student loan debt, you have credit card debt, you have personal loans, and you have an auto loan, that mortgage company is going to look at you like, sis, we're not giving you no more money because we want our money back. I think we fail to realize that these financial institutions, whether it's a bank, a mortgage company, or anything else that you want, they are in business to make money, right? They make money off your interest. They make money off of selling you other products like homeowners insurance and things like that. But also, they don't want to forfeit having their money tied up in you if you got a bad history of paying back money and you got a bad history of living on more than you can chew, biting off more than you can chew. So if you have a high debt to income ratio, that's basically telling them and showing the mortgage company that she's used to biting off more than she can chew. And that's what you don't want. That's not what you want to show your mortgage company when you sit down, because even if you get approved for a mortgage loan, you might get a very low one, and therefore you won't be able to afford the type of house that you want in the neighborhood that you want. You are limited to where you can be, limited to where you can go, especially if you have children and you want to be in a certain neighborhood. With me, I live in a suburb of Grand Rapids, Grand Rapids, Michigan, and the neighborhood that I'm in, it is expensive to live over here, right? So I don't want to accumulate all this debt. I'm very aware of how much debt I take out, which is none, no personal debt, because when I get my mortgage loan, or if I get a mortgage loan, I might save up. I haven't decided yet. I'm still in between the two, depending on how much I decide to, how much the house is that I decide to get. I'm not going to go in there not thinking through my financial plan and saying, okay, yeah, I want to, okay, you know, I'm ready. I'm married and I have kids now. I wasn't thinking, you know, ahead properly, but I'm ready to buy a home. And then you get into that mortgage office and they like, girl, you need to get your life together in these other areas. You still have an auto loan. You got student loans. You got personal loans. You got credit card debt. Girl, you got bills and collections. Like, they going to be like, girl, sis, this ain't it. This ain't what you about to get today. So, you know, you got to be cautious of that. You have to be forward thinking and say, okay, it's 2017 now. By 2019, I want to own a home. Let me start kicking off some of this debt. So when I sit in front of a mortgage lender, that they'll be able to say yes to me and they'll give me the amount of, you know, mortgage loan that I want. So I can live in a life, I can live in the amount of house that I want. Because ain't nothing worse than you thinking you about to get a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom because you got 2 kids and you got a husband and you only get approved for $100,000 and you in a 2-bedroom, 1.5-bath. That's tight, you know? So just thinking about that, forward thinking, whether you have kids or not, you should be thinking about your debt to income ratio and also your credit score and how not to abuse it. The third thing is to start checking out neighborhoods and school districts so you will know how much you need to be approved for. So one thing that I'm doing right now, I already told you, the reason why I'm renting in the area that I'm renting is because I love the school district. And so when I moved here, I already knew. So I'm a financial girl. I already know financial trends. I know how wise it is and how wise it's not to build a business and buy a home. So I chose to start building my business first, and then buy a home after. So right now I'm renting, but I'm renting in the neighborhood, in the school district that I like. And now, which is my tip number 4, I'm working with a realtor to see how much it costs to live here. What is the property taxes? I'm getting to know families and getting to know the type of homes that are around here and, you know, the culture that's around here and what kind of parks do they have? What does being in this neighborhood offer? Because, you know, like, you know, you have the Department of Recreation. You might have a local library that hosts things. You have like a tree lighting ceremony, or you have parades and different things like that. That's only exclusive to your neighborhood, to your, you know, your suburb. So that's what I've been doing for the last couple of years, is seeing like, okay, is this where I want to raise my family? Like right now I'm a single woman with a child. So it's like, okay, do I want my daughter to go through elementary, middle school, and high school here? So I moved over here, start talking to families who got middle school kids here, high school kids here. And even if I didn't move, I would have reached out to families around. Like if I was in another neighborhood but wanted to move to a different one, I would have reached out to people and said, hey, I see your daughter is in such and such school district. How do you like it? How do you like the middle school? How do you like the elementary school? How do you like the high school? How do you like the culture? What is the neighborhood like? Are they inclusive to African Americans? So if you live in an all-white neighborhood, is it like, do they kind of outcast African-Americans? There's a lot of bullying going on. Like what's going on in that culture of the neighborhood? And you need to start thinking about that ahead of time. And like I said, number 4 was, number 3 was neighborhood. Number 4, yeah, was, number 1 was have a high credit score. Number 2 was debt to income ratio. Yep, because the mortgage companies will not, they are a for-profit business, so they will not give you a mortgage loan if you have too much debt out already. What I had on my notes was number 3 is save for a down payment. So again, another thing to get approved for a nice mortgage loan is to make sure you have money saved up. They want to see that you're invested too. When you go to a mortgage company, they don't want to see that you have nothing saved, that you have no forethought when it came to your home, because you're a risk, you're a liability to them because they may not get their money back. Right. They don't want you to go on foreclosure and they have to fool with banks and do it all like that. They don't want to do all that. So what they want to do is they want to lend you money so you can leverage it, and they get their money back with a little bit of interest. That's what they want to do. So when you are thinking about buying a home, let's say if you're 2018, by the end of 2018, you want to buy a home, or by in 6 months, you want to buy a home, or in a year or two, you want to buy a home. Make sure you have a nice down payment, 20 to 30% of the amount of the mortgage loan that you want to get, or amount of the house that you want to get. So you should be identifying that. And like I said, you need to start looking at neighborhoods. That's why I went into number four. That was supposed to be number four, actually, was to start looking at the neighborhoods to see where you would want to live, because you need to know the number you need, right? So you can't say, oh, I want to buy a home, but you don't know how much the home would cost roughly. So for me, I know that in the neighborhood that I want, in the house size that I want, for me and my daughter, I don't want too big of a house, no matter how big my income becomes, like no matter how much I make a month. I don't want a big house, because you have to keep up with that. And not to mention, I could be using that income to build my second business, to build up my first one, to do other things, to live the lifestyle I desire, to like really have no financial worries, right? I know that around $300,000 is where my sweet spot is, right? So when I'm thinking of $300,000, I say, okay, I need to save 20% of that. That's how much I'm saving for a down payment. Now, my actual home, maybe $250,000, and maybe $350,000. But when I go to the mortgage lender and say, when I go to the mortgage company and say, hey, I'm looking to buy a home in the next couple of months and start this process of home buying, I already have a down payment. I know amount about how much I want to spend on a house. I know the neighborhood that I want to live in, and I know that the amount of money that I have saved is pretty accurate for the neighborhood that I want to live in, right? So you can't go to a neighborhood that's prestigious and it costs a lot to live in that neighborhood and you're not financially prepared, right? Because again, that's the whole point of this podcast, is to say, hey, I don't want to get stuck in a fixer-upper in a side of town that I don't want to live on. I want to live where I want to live, even if that's a high-rise downtown. If you want to live in a high-rise or a condo downtown, but you ain't making no type of effort to make sure you're saving that down payment, to make sure that you can afford that lifestyle, that you know the number that it's going to cost you, you are going to go to that mortgage lender and you're going to be unprepared, and they are going to tell you no, or you're going to get approved for $100,000 instead of $300,000. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, the neighborhood that I want to live in, $100,000 ain't getting you much. It's getting you a condo, maybe, but I think the condo started $250,000 here in this neighborhood that I live in. So you know what I'm saying? So if I go to a mortgage and say, hey, I want to stay in this area that my daughter's school district, my daughter's in this school district, she's in this school, I want to stay in this neighborhood. Yeah, can you give me a mortgage loan? They're like, yeah, we can approve you for $100,000. That's not doing anything. I'm going to be in a fixer-upper on the outskirts of the neighborhood I want to live in. So if you want to avoid that, I advise you to work on it now. Have a plan. Number five, establish a relationship with a real estate agent. And that's one thing we talked about just a few minutes ago. You need to tell your real estate agent that you, like, okay, let's say if it's a year out. Right now, I'm not actively buying a home, but I do have a real estate agent that I know who I'm working with. I already gave him my profile, my name, what I'm looking to do around the end of this year. I want to start looking for a home, buy a home. So by, you know, 2019, I'm in my first home, right? He already knows the style of home that I like, whether it's newer or older, built in the 1950s, built in the 1990s, built in the 2000s. Like, what can you, some people love that old character, old 1920s Victorian style home, and that's fine. So they wouldn't mind paying less for a home, or, you know, getting an older home. Me, I don't want that. I don't want a fixer-upper. I want pretty much move-in ready. I might make renovations to the kitchen or something like that, but I don't want to have to really like renovate every room in a home for like 5 years. That's not what I like. Like, I want to be move-in ready. My family is too busy. Taryn has gymnastics every weekend. I'm building a business. I'm a single woman. I don't know if I'm going to be married or not. I don't have nobody helping me pull any type of weight. No. Absolutely not. I do not want to be fixing up any homes. I want my home to be mostly updated. So I told him that, and he knows that. So whenever he sees something that's the 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, updated $300,000 price range in the school district that I want to live in, he like, hey, here's a good offer for you. So even if I'm not, you know, looking actively, he can kind of get me jump started on saying, hey, you might want to look at this. This just came on the market. Maybe you should start looking into, you know, moving closer to buying this home because, you know, it is your perfect home. Because that's another thing. You don't want to be ill prepared to where your home that you would love to live in gets snatched up before you're able to afford it or before you're prepared to buy it. So that's why my credit score is high right now. I'm saving for a down payment on that that home. I'm already working with the realtor. I'm already connected to a mortgage company. He has my information on file. I already know what he wants from me. He wants a 20% down payment. I already told him that I want $300,000 range. We already talking about different things. So, you know, you have to be prepared. And that's like the real reason why I created the financial reset. So I don't know if you noticed, but I've been pushing the financial reset online academy lately because I'm tired of seeing y'all failing at your financial goals because you're ill prepared. And I get it. We weren't taught this. My mom didn't teach me how to prepare for a home. My dad didn't teach me how to prepare for a home. School didn't teach me how to prepare to make sure I can get the home of my dreams. You have to take the initiative to do that. Like, no longer can you say, well, I don't know, so I'm just going to be ignorant. No, if you want to change your lifestyle, if you want to elevate your lifestyle on a consistent basis, you need to create a financial plan that has you crushing your financial goals, your home goals, your fitness goals, every goal. And so when you're thinking about your home, there's so much that goes into it. You need to make sure your credit score is high, your debt to income ratio is low. So you need to create a debt repayment plan now so that you're able to afford that home later. You need to definitely save for a down payment. So that's exactly the things that we go over in the financial reset is how to pay off debt, how to increase your savings, how to save for a down payment, how to save for just an emergency fund, how to save for a nest egg, how to repair your credit and then use it and leverage it, right? Because that's what you're doing when you get a mortgage is you're leveraging your credit line. Because you're gonna build equity in the home, and when you sell it, you should be selling it for more than what you paid for, and you're gonna come out with a profit, and you can pay off that mortgage loan. So that is why I am just so excited that I put out the financial reset just in time for the new year. So definitely, if you have not created a financial plan that has you crushing your financial goals, you need to start for 2018 and you need to get the financial reset right now. It's open, it's on sale, enrollment is going on. It's ongoing. So definitely get in there. It's self-paced. There's a new module that comes out, 5 modules. We talk about mastering your money with budgeting and budgeting every month. We talk about increasing your savings, decreasing your debt, repairing your credit, making sure you have the right insurance and how to make sure you have the right amount, but the lowest amount possible. So I teach you how to kind of like cheat the system so where you get the most amount of insurance, but for the least amount of money. I'm telling you, financial gems, girl. So yes, if you are ready, definitely click the link in this caption and head over to the financial reset. Sign up right now. I would love to work with you inside of there. Let me help you literally achieve the lifestyle that you desire. Achieve your home, your dream home, your financial goals, pay off debt, be debt free, increase your credit score. All of that, like just completely transform your life. Like there's no time like the present. Nobody's going to do it for you. You have to do it yourself. You have to invest in yourself. This is an investment. This is not spending. This is not squandering your money. This is an investment. The financial reset is literally a gift that keeps giving back to you because you are able to really just crush your goals, create the lifestyle that you desire. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.